Welcome to the podcast series from the ESRC National Centre for Research Methods at the University of Southampton. In this podcast, Umut Erel from the Open University talks about using participatory theatre as a research method to look at the experiences of migrant women and their role in creating new citizens.
I've been using mainly two techniques. One is playback, following Jonathan Fox, and the other one is forum theatre, which is part of Augusto Boal's Theatre of the Oppressed. So I've been using those two techniques in the research process. And the idea is to allow individuals to share their experiences with a group and explore these using theatre techniques. And this takes place over a period of time. And in the process, it builds new and perhaps quite unexpected knowledges. And these knowledges then contribute to research, but they can also be used very effectively for engaging non-academic, practitioner, and policy audiences. And what it's trying to do is it's trying to break up the process. Oftentimes we think of, we first do the research, that is a separate stage from then doing the engagement and dissemination. And actually it's trying to make that more fluid and feed more into each other.
Now, you've been using participatory theatre as a method to research the role of migrant mothers in making new citizens. Tell us a bit about what you wanted to look at and why.
I've done this in a project that was funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council, which was called Migrant Mothers Caring for the Future, Creative Interventions into Citizenship, which I did with Tracy Reynolds. And there I've explored how these participatory theatre methods can help us to understand migrant mothers' contributions to citizenship. Migrant mothers are very often seen as outsiders to citizenship, or they are seen as taking advantage of social and health services, but they are not really seen as contributing to actually making new citizens by caring for their own children, also by building new multi-ethnic communities, and by developing new meanings of what citizenship is and what it can be. This is a topic that I've worked on for a while, that is reframing migrant mothering as a citizenship practice.
So how did participatory theatre fit into your research?
I put the question as to how we can actually benefit from exploring participatory theatre as allowing migrant mothers to step on the stage, show and share their experiences and conflict, actually, what it means to belong, what it means to participate, and what it means to claim rights in the family, in the ethnic community, in the wider community, and also in contact with national institutions such as education, health and politics.
So what's it designed to achieve?
Firstly, it allows women to share their experiences of mothering with each other and builds a shared subjugated knowledge. Secondly, it allows them to try out different ways of intervening into situations of conflict. Situations could be in the family, could be in the community center, job center, or when they are being denied access to services. And that can help to share practical information on what works, but it also helps to try out to experience themselves actually as active agents who are challenging their exclusion. And finally, practicing this generation of new knowledge can also help to generate new understandings of the research process, which then becomes the research process itself can become understood as an intervention into citizenship practices, where researchers and participants become co-producers of knowledge that is useful within academia, but hopefully also beyond.
So can you tell us a little bit about who was involved in the workshops?
In East London, these were a group of multi-ethnic mothers. They came from lots of different backgrounds, had lots of different migration experiences also, but some of them had in common, they were carers. Some of them were working, some of them were not working, some of them were working part-time. But really for the project to work, we had to collaborate with the theatre practitioner, which was Irini Kaptani. What she did is she facilitated the workshops, she facilitated the theatre exercises and the scenes also. And later on, we were able to also produce a small play. So she continued working with the participants on that. We also worked with a playback theatre company who came in for two sessions, a group of five actors and a musician. Another person who's perhaps very much in the background, but who was also really crucial, was the filmmaker. So it was actually very much a group project.
Indeed. So let's talk there. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of a little bit about what you actually did. You mentioned some of the sorts of scenes that you enacted, but what actually went on in the workshops?
We started with playback theatre, which is a technique where we ask the participants to share with us their stories about what it means to be a mother in London. What did migration mean to them? What are the experiences of being a mother, challenges and joys? The idea is that it is reciprocal. So first of all, as researchers, we started to talk a little bit about our own experiences of actually being mothers in London. The actors also shared their experiences very briefly and in a very brief theatrical scene. And that gave the participants an idea of what was going to happen. So when they told us their experiences, the actors played back and enacted those experiences, and the musician developed a musical theme around it. And actually, it helped them to see their own experiences, perhaps in a different light. And certainly, it helped them to validate their own experiences in the context of a group.
I imagine that wasn't necessarily as easy as it might sound.
Some of these experiences were quite painful and difficult. For example, about marital conflict, about a divorce. For some of the participants, they said to us later on in the interviews that they had not shared these experiences with anyone before. So actually, it was quite an empowering experience for them. I'm citing now from the interview with that particular experience where she said to step out of the silence and share this experience and to help others who might be perhaps wanting to step out of the silence themselves. So these were the first two sessions, and they were really useful because they helped us also in building a group rapport, let's say.
So what happened next?
We used forum theatre techniques. The main part of the research, let's say, was to ask mothers to talk about particular scenes in their lives that were quite meaningful to them. So then they would share that with the group and decide which scene to play. And then they would play out the scene with each of them taking different roles. And after that, the audience, that is those participants who were not part of that particular scene, were asked to step in and take the role of one of the actors and try to change the course of action to achieve a different outcome. For example, there was a scene in the community center where the mom wanted her daughter to come along to the community center, and the daughter really didn't want to. She said, "I am bored. They criticized my clothes. They criticized me for not speaking the home language. Why should I go along? I really, really don't want to go there."
So, what is this meant? We're going to the community center.
You don't understand nothing because you come from the Turkey. I'm British.
Just a minute.
Blah, 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 blah.
You come from our family and from all of our family.
Is it your family? I don't care. I'm British, all right?
So, we are here. But that doesn't mean that we forget people who support us.
I don't care your culture. I'm British. I need to go meet up.
You've got plenty of time for that now. Come along.
Hold for my hands.
The mom tried to persuade the daughter to come along to the community center. The outcome that was to be achieved was to actually get the daughter to say, "Okay, I'll come." And then different women stepped onto the stage and tried to persuade the daughter, sometimes trying to entice her, sometimes trying to explain to her why it was important to the mother, sometimes trying to say, "Look, it's going to be important for your own self because you will build new relationships. At the moment, you think that these people are not important to you, but perhaps in the long term, they may be important to you." So lots of different arguments and ways of trying to persuade the daughter to come along.
And what did they, and indeed you, learn from all of this, Umut?
For migrant mothers, this is particularly valuable, really, to address the isolation and also the devaluation of their contributions that many of them encounter. Working with the migrant mothers, I've also found that theatre-based methods help to create a more reflexive and dialogic space between the researchers and the participants. So that allows the participants to develop and explore their views and also their experiences, but it also now allows them to revise their experiences, you know, to go over them and to think about different ways in which they can see their experiences, let's say.
And what about from a research methods perspective? What were your findings there?
the group situation in theatre and the enactment of their experiences counteracts this power relationship, let's say, between researcher and participant. So the theatre, because it's based on scenes and also because it allows for a group situation, it's really balancing out what in interview-based research can often be seen as a one-way interrogation, where the researcher shines the spotlight on the research participants. And for migrants also, who are perhaps not fluent in English and also don't have the cultural capital that is validated in the UK context, embodied theatre-based methods give a really useful opportunity of expressing their thoughts and experiences that goes beyond language. Theatre is a liminal space that allows participants really to think about what is, but also about what is possible, what else might be, and how else they might achieve that.
So on that note, what have you done with all the stories that you collected, and how are they being used in those important ongoing debates about migration and integration and citizenship?
We've been able to put together two special issues. One engages with researchers in race and ethnic studies, and the other one addresses the field of family and relationship studies. One of them focuses on the ways in which these embodied methods can help us to better understand the contradictions that many women actually experience around unpaid care work in the home, paid work, and also neoliberal demands to be self-sustaining active citizens. But we might not know as much as we wish about how these contradictions are articulated for racialized migrant women. And we are arguing that some of the painful moments are articulated through the intersections of gender, race, migration status, and the class positions that these give rise to. So one of our participants, for example, recounts a pivotal moment in her migration experience. Like many other migrants, she had come to the UK first, found a job and a room, and then she brought over her son after a few months. But again, like many migrants, initially the jobs that she found were informal and badly paid. She was working 12 to 14 hour days and had little rights and protections. So when her son arrived in London, she would have loved to help him settle in at his new school, especially because he didn't speak any English and was really scared. The way she describes it is that he begged her to come with him to his school. She says he went down on his knees and really begged me to come, but she couldn't come take him to school. She had to go to work instead. And this really heartrending moment of separation, the necessity of both earning and caring in an environment that does not really value the caring contributions of migrant mothers, shows how for many migrant women, their migration status, their difficult access to paid work, and oftentimes their lack of family support, especially if they're single mothers, really means that the emotional costs of mothering have not been thematized for them. And if we really do take migrant mothers' contributions as bringing up a new generation of citizens seriously, that would require us also to think about the justice, what kind of justice that requires in making possible for the migrant women to care for their families if they wish to, but also caring for themselves.
Fascinating and important work, Umut. Now, you're going to be talking at this year's Research Methods Festival about participatory theatre. I wonder what people attending can look forward to.
Well, we've been very happy to be able to take this work forward in a current project that is funded by the National Centre for Research Methods and that specifically explores how participatory theatre methods and mobile methods, and by that we mean walking stories, can link and work together. And this also explores the experiences of migrant families, of intergenerational communication, but also social exclusion, in particular for migrants with no recourse to public funding. And this is a project I'm doing with Megha O'Neill at York University and Tracy Reynolds at Greenwich University. So we're going to be talking about this new project and really looking at how these embodied performative and mobile methods of walking engage questions of belonging and placemaking, and how this speaks to concerns of citizenship and engagement, and how this can make the theatre-based methods also more productive.
Dr. Umut Erol was talking to Christine Gerrington about her work with Professors Tracy Reynolds and Megha O'Neill. The team will be discussing the use of participatory theatre as a research method at this year's NCRM Research Methods Festival. Find out more at www.ncrm.ac.uk.